Morning, Mick.
Morning, Kim.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Ready for tonight?
Can't wait.
It's going to be a ripper.
It will be, yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
Well, a little bit of mixed feeling, to be honest. You sort of don't really know what Queensland are going to do. They're playing silly buggers. They're not allowing this to happen and that to happen, but that's part of Origin. No, it's been happening for 20, 30 years, this type of thing.
The mind games, yeah.
There's a lot at stake here, obviously. There's one apiece. Queensland got a lot of young debutants there.
Haven't they?
Yeah, and a lot of injury. But look what they done in game one. Yeah, game two, they were poor. But game one, they really hung in there. New South Wales on paper should put them to the cleaners, really.
Yes, true.
But who knows?
And those young debutants in the Maroons, you know, sometimes they come out, they've got no fear, they've got nothing to worry about, they just come out and play footy and they end up playing a blinder.
It's probably a lot easier to have six or seven debutants than it is to have one. I know it's a silly way of looking at it, but they're probably that scared that they play out of their skin. They don't know what to expect and they just come out and do their job and do it well.
Well, who's really important on the Maroons team to steer that ship tonight?
I think Terry Evans and Munster, they're the two keys for me. Their forwards do a good job. But if you know Terry Evans and Munster can kick the ball along and put it in good field position, I think will do a really good job for him to get ahead.
What about the Blues?
The Blues, same deal. I think Cleary needs to take control like he did last time. But also the forwards need to step up. I thought in game one the forwards let him down a little bit. Just after half time, there, where they kept going the way they would have beaten by 40. But they took the foot off the throttle and just relaxed a little bit. And then blokes like Cleary and Keary couldn't do their job. So the halves really need their forwards to get going.
Yeah, well, they did it last week. So if they keep that
Fingers crossed.
Of game plan again, you know, I feel like it'll be a Blues win. I'm hoping in my heart. But also in my head, I think if they play like last week, which I'm sure they can, they'll win. They just were brilliant.
They should, yeah. They should, as I said, on paper, they should beat them by 40 every day of the week. It's just, that's Origin. That's what we love about it, it's Origin.
What about the venue? Is that going to make any difference?
Well, it probably will. You know, there's 52,000, I think, allowed in there, and there's probably only going to be 2,000 or 3,000 New South Welshmen. So, you know, it's going to be loud. We know what they're like up there, them Queenslanders. I've never won an Origin up there, so they're very loud, very proud.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of our guys now have played their first Origin. They know what to expect, and away we go. So we'll just see what happens.
All right. Well, it is certainly going to be a really great game of Origin. And I love the fact that it's just been 3 weeks in a row. I really like that format.
I like it too, yeah. It's I dare say a lot of the NRL clubs wouldn't like it, but how good is it? Here we are, the 18th of November, and we're still talking footy.
I know, it's pretty good.
I think everyone's ready for a spell, but it's still, we're talking about the best game of all.
Usually you and I'd be quite depressed, and Jade, at this time of the year. No more rugby league, so we're happy.
Has Jade come out of the closet yet? I haven't seen him around. He's been hiding.
Yeah, I know, but he went to the last game. Because when I talked to him last Thursday, he'd been at the game and he said it was incredible. So, yeah, very exciting stuff for him. But I'll catch up with him tomorrow morning and get his thoughts on what happens tonight. So you enjoy your footy, Mick Wayman. I know you will. You been doing any dancing?
No.
You might dance around the lounge room if the Blues win?
No, far from it. Okay. No, the dancing shoes have been put away for 12 months.
And the sparkly shirt.
Sparkly shirt's in the bin.
Thanks for your thoughts this morning on State of Origin 3, Mick Wayman.
No worries, Kim. Thank you.